Now, the interesting thing is my poor dad always said, I hate salesmen. You know, he had this negative attitude towards him. And I said, well, you know, teachers are salespeople. You know, the best teachers are the best salespeople. But nonetheless, my poor dad thought that being an intellectual college graduate, that salesmen were the scum of the earth. And so when I told my dad I was going to join the Xerox Corporation and become a salesman, I may as well have said I was going to be, you know what, a drug runner or something. It was just almost as bad. But anyway, sales is probably your number one skill if you're going to be in business and an entrepreneur, because communication is everything. So with that, I'd like to introduce one of my great friends, Blair Singer. He's the author of the Rich Dad Advisor series called Sales Dogs.
Thanks, Robert. As Robert said, my name is Blair Singer, and I just remember a long time ago, my grandfather came from the old country, and he was a peddler, and he started his career in America by putting pots and pans literally on his back and walking from New York to Ohio selling, and graduated that into a business where he sold livestock and sold cattle. And the one thing that always impressed me about my grandfather, he always had this big wad of $100 bills in his pocket. And I always wondered how that happened. And remember, he gave me advice once. He said, Blair, if you want to be rich, if you want to be successful in life, learn how to communicate and learn how to sell. Because if you can do that, you can make money anytime, any place, anywhere. And the problem for me, though, was that I was naturally a fairly shy person. And like Robert, like you said, I figured that probably the best way to be able to learn the skill was to get educated the best. And I went to work years ago for a company called Burroughs Corporation. They're now called Unisys. And where they put me on the street to basically learn how to sell, how to convince other people of a different point of view. And I can honestly tell you it was the best, not just training for selling something or making money, but training in life. The ability to have relationships that you want, the ability to have to be able to convince other people of a point of view, but most importantly, to be able to talk to myself on a daily basis and be able to do the things that you know you can do. And that was the inspiration to get into sales.
Because what Blair was saying is that the number one person you got to do a sales job on is you. You know, I mean, every morning I get up and I say, it's time to go to the gym. And the other part of me goes, heck no, I'm not going. And at that point, we have a discussion, you know. You shall go to the gym. No, I won't. You shall. You won't. You know, and all this. And I think Blair will ascertain to this. When we first hit the streets of junior salespeople knocking on doors, the biggest sales job we did was on ourselves, because, you know, anybody who likes rejection obviously likes, you know, Chinese hand torture also. It was a painful process to learn. But in the process, what you really do is you learn to accomplish much more because you sell yourself. And not only that is I still hate rejection and no's and being turned down, yet I've also learned how to overcome that. And I think overcoming your own doubts and fear is a vital life skill, and it's a way of building tremendous self-confidence even though you're still afraid and you still don't feel that confident. So that's why Sales Dogs is so important. And basically, you'll quickly tell people what Sales Dogs is about.
Sure. Sales Dogs states that you don't have to be an attack dog to be great in sales. And to give it a little bit of a twist, we said there's five different types of salespeople out there, just like there's five different breeds of dogs. The idea here, without going into detail on that, the idea is everybody has a different style. And a lot of people are turned off to sales because they say, I don't sell, I can't do that, when the truth is maybe it's fear that drives them away from it. So there's primary skills, the ability to manage a group of salespeople, the ability to sell itself, the ability to organize a sales team to be able to create results. And the importance of that is in a business is if there are no sales, there is no money. And if there is no money, there is no business.
Well said.